Psalm number 2, concerning the Anointed One. Why do the nations rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the land set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against Yahweh and against His Anointed. Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sits in the sky shall laugh. Yahweh shall have them in derision. Then shall He speak unto them in His wrath and vex them in His sore displeasure. Yet have I set my King upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. Yahweh has said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day I have begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give you the nations for your inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the land for thy possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, you rulers of the earth. Serve Yahweh with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest He be angry and you perish from the way, when His wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that take refuge in Him. You're listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show is word for word, and I'm Pastor Steve, and the show is for March the 5th, 2018, and it is my 352nd word for word show. We're in the book of Jasher, Sefer HaYashar, the book of the upright. We're going to be working in chapter 56 today, probably just 56, because it's a long chapter, lots of verses. Let me give you my website. It's https, as in sugar, // www.pastor-steve.com. All my shows are there. It is not an interactive site. You can download or listen, but there's no comment section. I don't have time to babysit trolls. It's for serious students. It's got all my info and everything on there. It's got a lot of two seed line websites where you can contact other two seed liners. It's got sales information, how to get my Torah on there. So let's get started in chapter 56 of the book of Jasher. And we left off in 55 where Jacob and his sons were dwelling in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Goshen, and they were fruitful and multiplied. Okay. Verse 1 of chapter 56. And you can reference Genesis chapter 47, verse 28. Pardon me just a second. I had a little frog there. And Jacob lived in the land of Mitzrayim 17 years, and the days of Jacob and the years of his life were 147 years. So he was 130 when they arrived there, okay? That's, oh well. Verse 2. At that time, Jacob was attacked with the illness of which he died. And he sent and called for his son Yosef from Mitzrayim, and he traveled down to the land of Goshen. And Yosef, his son, came from Mitzrayim, and Yosef came unto his father. Now here's verse 3, and you can reference Genesis chapter 48, verse 21. And Jacob said unto Yosef and unto his sons, Behold, I die, and the Elohim of your ancestors will visit you and bring you back to the land which Yahweh swore to give unto you and unto your children after you. Now therefore, when I am dead, bury me in the cave which is in Machpelah in Hebron, in the land of Canaan, near my ancestors. Verse 4. And Jacob made his son swear to bury him in Machpelah in Hebron, and his sons swore unto him concerning this thing. Verse 5. And he commanded them, saying, Serve Yahweh your Elohim, for he who delivered your fathers will also deliver you from all trouble. Verse 6. Now this is before Moshe, remember? Calling on the name of Yahweh before Moshe. They knew the name. Verse 6, And Jacob said, Call all your children unto me. And all the children of Jacob's sons came and sat before him, and Jacob blessed them. And he said unto them, Yahweh, Elohim of your father shall grant you 1,000 times as much and bless you. And may he give you the blessings of your father Abraham. And all the children of Jacob's sons went forth on that day after he had blessed them. Verse 7. And on the next day, Jacob again called for his sons, and they all assembled and came to him and sat before him. And Jacob on that day blessed his sons before his death. Each man did he bless according to his blessing.
Behold, it is written in the book of the law of Yahweh, that's the Torah, okay, of Yahweh, and it has appertaining, which means concerning, Israel. And appertaining is in italics, so it's probably not in the Hebrew. The book of the law of Yahweh to Israel would be how it would read. Pardon me, I have to clear my lungs again. A little frog there. Verse 8. And Jacob said unto Yahudah, I know, my son, that you are a mighty man for your brethren. Reign over them, and your sons shall reign over their sons forever. Now that's the scepter. The scepter of rule went to the tribe of Yahudah. Okay? The others had disqualified themselves, except for Yosef. Now listen to this, and this pertains to us today. Verse 9. We know the times that we're in, folks. Here it comes. Verse 9. Only teach your sons the bow and all the weapons of war, in order that they may fight the battles of their brother who will rule over his enemies. And in scripture it says that we are Yahweh's battle axe and weapons of war. We've got a commission that when this fight breaks out that's coming, we are to be on the front line. He expects us to fight. But when the grace period is over and Yahweh's wrath comes down, or we are attacked physically, we are not to be pacifists. We are to defend Israel. And that's how it is. And he will be with us. Those of the remnant that are faithful and call on his name. Verse 10. And Jacob again commanded his sons on that day, saying, Behold, I shall be this day gathered unto my people. Carry me up from Mitzrayim and bury me in the cave of Machpelah, as I have commanded you. Verse 11. Howbeit, take heed, I pray you, that none of your sons carry me, only yourselves. And this is the manner you shall do unto me when you carry my body to go with it to the land of Canaan to bury me. Verse 12. Yahudah, Issachar, and Zebulun shall carry my bier at the eastern side. This is going to be the order of the camp of Israel as well. Reuben, Shimeon, and Gad at the south. Ephraim, Manasseh, and Binyamin at the west. Dan, Asher, and Naphtali at the north. Verse 13. Let not Lewi carry with you, for he and his sons will carry the ark of the covenant of Yahweh with the Israelites in the camp. Neither let Yosef my son carry, for as a king, so let his glory be. Howbeit, Ephraim and Manasseh shall be in their stead. Verse 14. Thus shall you do unto me when you carry me away. Do not neglect anything of all that I command you. And it shall come to pass when you do this unto me that Yahweh will remember you favorably and your children after you forever. Verse 15. And you, my sons, honor each his brother and his relative. In other words, stop your infighting. And command your children and your children's children after you to serve Yahweh, Elohim of your ancestors, all the days. Verse 16. In order that you may prolong your days in the land, you and your children and your children's children forever. When you do what is good and upright in the sight of Yahweh your Elohim, to go in all his ways. In other words, be obedient. And today we must go back to that. Okay? We need to be obedient. The remnant. The others won't obey. We're getting a few in. There's some that are listening. Okay? But we're not going to get them all, and we can't grieve for those that refuse. Okay? They are making a decision. They are making their own bed, and they're going to have to lie in it. Many will be called, but few will be chosen. We can't be so concerned that we get everybody, because we're not going to get everybody. Now here's a command to Yosef, verse 17 of chapter 56. And you, Yosef, my son, forgive, I pray thee, the wrongs of thy brethren and all their misdeeds in the injury that they heaped upon you. For Yah intended it for you and your children's benefit. In other words, Yahweh had plans for Yosef that he was going to save all of Israel in this famine. Okay? Yahweh works in mysterious ways. Verse 18. And, O my son, leave not thy brethren to the inhabitants of Mitzrayim, neither hurt their feelings, for behold, I consign them to the hand of Yah, and in thy hand to guard them from the Mitzrayim. And the sons of Jacob answered their father, saying, O, our father, all that you have commanded us, so will we do. May Yah only be with us. Verse 19. And Jacob said unto his son, so may Yah be with you when you keep all his ways. Turn not from his ways either to the right or the left in performing what is good and upright in his sight. Now he knew his sons. He knew what was coming in his last moments there. Verse 20. For I know that many and grievous troubles will befall you in the latter days in the land. Your children and children's children, only serve Yahweh and he will save you from all trouble. Verse 21. And it shall come to pass when you shall go after Yah to serve him and will teach your children after you and your children's children to know Yahweh. Then will Yahweh raise up unto you and your children a servant from among your children and Yahweh will deliver you through his hand from all affliction and bring you out of Mitzrayim and bring you back to the land of your forefathers to inherit it securely. He is speaking in that verse of years beyond when Moshe would do this. Now here's verse 22, and you can reference Genesis 49, verse 33. And Jacob ceased commanding his sons, and he drew his feet into the bed. He died and was gathered to his people. Verse 23. And Yosef fell upon his father, and he cried out and wept over him, and he kissed him, and he called out in a bitter voice, and he said, "Oh, my father, my father." Verse 24. And his sons' wives and all his household came and fell upon Jacob, and they wept over him and cried in a very loud voice concerning Jacob. And all the sons of Jacob rose up together, and they tore their garments, and they all put sackcloth upon their loins, and they fell upon their faces, and they cast dust upon their heads toward the heavens. Verse 26. And the thing was told unto Osnath, Yosef's wife, and she rose up and put on a sack, and she with all the Mitzrayim women with her came and mourned and wept for Jacob. And also all the people of Mitzrayim who knew Jacob came all on that day when they heard this thing, and all Mitzrayim wept for many days. Verse 28. And also from the land of Canaan did the women come unto Mitzrayim when they heard that Jacob was dead, and they wept for him in Mitzrayim for 70 days. That's big time. Okay. Verse 29. And it came to pass after this that Yosef commanded his servants, the doctors, or whatever you want to call it, okay, the doctors, the embalmers, to embalm his father with myrrh and frankincense and all manner of incense and perfume. They were big on that. They were experts. And it was very effective because the mummies, after they dried out there, lasted for a long time. And the doctors embalmed Jacob as Yosef had commanded them. Okay. And all the people of Mitzrayim and the elders and all the inhabitants of the land of Goshen wept and mourned over Jacob. And all his sons and the children of his household lamented and mourned over their father Jacob many days. Okay. Verse 31. And after the days of his weeping had passed away, at the end of 70 days, now, they waited that long because they were embalming him, and that was a long process. Joseph said unto Pharao, I will go up and bury my father in the land of Canaan, as he made me swear, and then I will return. Verse 32. And Pharao sent Joseph, saying, you can reference Genesis chapter 50, verse 6. Go up and bury your father as he said and as he made you swear. And Joseph rose up with all his brethren to go to the land of Canaan to bury their father Jacob as he had commanded them. Verse 33. And Pharao commanded that it should be proclaimed throughout Mitzrayim, saying, whoever goes not up with Yosef and his brethren to the land of Canaan to bury Jacob shall die. In other words, everybody has to go. Verse 34. Let me get a little hit of this coffee here. It's just getting cool enough to drink. Boy, that's hot. Verse 34. And all Mitzrayim heard of Pharaoh's proclamation. And they all rose up together, and all the servants of Pharaoh, and the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Mitzrayim went up with Yosef. And all the officers and nobles of Pharao went up as the servants of Yosef. And they went to bury Jacob in the land of Canaan. Verse 35. And the sons of Jacob carried the bier upon which he lay, according to all that their father commanded them. So did his sons unto him. Verse 36. And the bier, that's what they carried him on, B-I-E-R, not B-E-E-R, was of pure gold, and it was inlaid round about with onyx stones and bdellium, and the covering of the bier was gold woven work joined with threads, and over them were hooks of onyx stones and bdellium. Verse 37. And Joseph placed upon the head of his father Jacob a large golden crown, and he put a golden scepter in his hand, and they surrounded the bier as was the custom of kings during their lives. Verse 38. And all the troops of Mitzrayim went before him in this array. At first, all the mighty men of Pharao, and the mighty men of Yosef, and after them the rest of the inhabitants of Mitzrayim, and they were all girded with swords, and equipped with coats of mail, and the trappings of war were upon them. Verse 39. And all the weepers and mourners went at a distance opposite to the bier, going and weeping and lamenting, and the rest of the people went after the bier. It's a funeral bier. Verse 40. And Joseph and his household went together near the bier, barefooted and weeping. And the rest of Joseph's servants went around him. Each man had his ornaments upon him, and they were all armed with their weapons of war. Might need them. Never can tell. Rough land back then. Verse 41. And 50 of Jacob's servants went in front of the bier, And they strewed along the road myrrh and aloes and all manners of perfume. And all the sons of Yaakov that carried the bier walked upon the perfumery. And the servants of Yaakov went before them, strewing the perfume along the road. Verse 42. And Yosef went up with a heavy camp. It means lots of people. And they did after this manner every day until they reached the land of Canaan. And they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which was on the other side of Jordan. That's Jordan, okay? There's no J in Hebrew, so they put that in. And they mourned an exceeding great and heavy mourning in that place. Verse 43. And all the kings of Canaan heard of this thing, and they all went forth, each man from his house. 31 kings of Canaan. And they all came with their men to mourn and weep over Yaakov. There was peace. They were not coming to make war or problems. Out of respect for Yaakov, he was a great man. Verse 44. And all these kings beheld Yaakov's bier, and behold, Yosef's crown was upon it. And they also put their crowns upon the bier and encircled it with crowns. And all these kings made in that place a great and heavy mourning with the sons of Yaakov and Mitzrayim over Yaakov. For all the kings of Canaan knew the valor of Yaakov and his sons. They were famous. Basically because they had whipped the fire out of most of these people. Verse 46. And the report reached Esau. Now, here it comes, saying, Yaakov died in Egypt, and his sons and all Mitzrayim are conveying him to the land of Canaan to bury him. This is Esau. Verse 47. And Esau heard this thing, and he was dwelling in Mount Seir. And he rose up with his sons and all his people and all his household, a people exceedingly great. And they came to mourn and weep over Yaakov. And it came to pass, when Esau came, he mourned for his brother Yaakov, and all Mitzrayim and all Canaan again rose up and mourned a great mourning with Esau over Yaakov in that place. Putting on a good show. Okay, it's going to get nasty in just in a minute. Verse 49. And Yosef and his brethren brought their father Yaakov from that place, and they went to Hebron to bury Yaakov in the cave by his forefathers. Verse 50. And they came unto Kiriath Arba to the cave, and as they came, Esau stood with his sons against Yosef and his brethren, as a hindrance in the cave, saying, Yaakov shall not be buried therein, for it belongs to us and to our father. There's your Edomites, folks. Esau hates Israel. The Edomites hate Israel. And Yaakov was Israel. Verse 51. And Joseph and his brethren heard the words of Esau's sons, and they were exceedingly wroth. And Joseph approached unto Esau, saying, "What is this thing which they have spoken? Surely my father Jacob bought it from thee for great riches after the death of Yitzchak, now 25 years ago, and also all the land of Canaan he bought from thee and from thy sons and thy seed after thee." Verse 52. "And Jacob bought it for his sons and his seed after him for an inheritance forever. And why speakest thou these things this day?" Verse 53. "And Esau answered, saying, You speak falsely and utter lies, for I sold not anything belonging to me in all this land, as you say. Neither did my brother Jacob buy aught belonging to me in this land." Verse 54. Note this. This is how they were then. This is how they are now. "And Esau spoke these things in order to deceive Joseph with his words. For Esau knew that Joseph was not present in those days when Esau sold all belongings to him in the land of Canaan to Jacob." Verse 55. "And Joseph said unto Esau, Surely my father inserted these things with you in the record of purchase, and testified the record with witnesses, and behold, it is with us in Mitzrayim." Verse 56. "And Esau answered, saying unto him, Bring the record. All that you will find in the record, so will we do." In other words, more lies. Verse 57. "And Joseph called unto Naphtali his brother, and he said, Hasten quickly, stay not, and run, I pray you, to Mitzrayim, and bring all the records. The record of the purchase, the sealed record, and the open record, and also all the first records in which all the transactions of the birthright are written. Fetch you." Okay? The records of the birthright. Because Esau sold his birthright. Verse 58. "And you shall bring unto us hither, that we may know from them all the words of Esau and his sons which they spoke this day." Verse 59. "And Naphtali hearkened to the voice of Joseph, and he hastened and ran to go down to Mitzrayim. And Naphtali was lighter on foot than any of the stags that were upon the wilderness, for he would go upon ears of corn without crushing them." Here we go, verse 60. "They called his bluff, they sent Naphtali." Verse 60. "And when Esau saw that Naphtali had gone to fetch the records, he and his sons increased their resistance." Against the cave. "And Esau and all his people rose up against Joseph and his brethren to battle." Okay. Verse 61. And all the sons of Jacob and of Mizraim, and the Mizraim fought with Esau and his men, and the sons of Esau and his people were smitten before the sons of Jacob, and the sons of Jacob slew of Esau's people 40 men. Verse 62. And Cushim, the son of Dan, the son of Jacob, was at that time with Jacob's sons. But he was about 100 cubits distance from the place of battle, for he remained with the children of Jacob's sons by Jacob's bier to guard it. Verse 63. And Hushim was dumb and deaf. In other words, he could not speak and he could not hear. Still he understood the voice of consternation among men. Verse 64. And he asked, saying, I guess sign language, he had some way of communicating, why do you not bury the dead? And what is this great consternation? Well, they was signing, okay. And they answered him the words of Esau and his sons. And he ran to Esau in the midst of the battle, and he slew Esau with a sword, and he cut off his head. And it sprang to a distance, and Esau fell among the people of the battle. Verse 65. And when Hushim did this thing, the sons of Jacob prevailed over the sons of Esau, and the sons of Jacob buried their father Jacob by force in the cave. And the sons of Esau beheld it. They saw. Verse 66. And Jacob was buried in Hebron, in the cave of Machpelah, which Abraham had bought from the sons of Heth for the possession of a burial place. And he was buried in very costly garments. Verse 67. And no king had such honor paid him as Joseph paid unto his father at his death. For he buried him with great honor, like unto the burial of kings. 68. And Joseph and his brethren made a mourning of 7 days for their father. Now, that ends chapter 56, and 57 is another great, big, long chapter. And I don't like to get in the middle of chapters. It breaks the rhythm of what's going on. So what I will do is pause here and comment on what we have read today. And I will do chapter 57 for Wednesday the 7th. We see how much Jacob was loved by the people of Egypt. And we see how he was hated by Esau and his people. That has not changed. We are seeing the wrath of Esau against true Israel today. Same modus operandi, lies, deception. Even when confronted with the truth, they will lie. Continual, ongoing lies. There's no truth in them because they are their father, of their father, the devil. And he was a liar from the beginning. And there is no truth in them or in him. We see the oppression that is on our people today. The same as they did back then. They have not changed. They cannot change. They are cursed. They married among all the cursed seed people, and then they moved up and married in among the Khazars, and they brought Babylonian Talmudism with them. And the Khazars, with the Hittite blood, adopted Talmudism, and they called it Judaism, but it is not the religion of Rachel Yehuda. Is the worship of Yahweh, but these people are not of the racial makeup of Israel anymore. They are mixed breeds, satanic seed, and foreigners of foreign extractions. And the Khazars had mingled with the Hittites before then. So all of this group of Hittites and Utterites that had married together from forbidden and cursed seed adopted this false so-called religion, which is a political construct in order to deceive. It is the religion of deception. And we contend against them today as we did as Israel back then. Things haven't changed. They're still evil. They're not going to change. We are going to have a conflict soon, because they are pushing it. We don't want it. We never did want it. You see in this book right here, they were going to go bury their honored patriarch in an honorable manner. They were not trying to force war. They were in the right. They owned that cave and the burial place. Yet those of Esau, the Edomites, pushed war on them. The same as the Edomites are pushing war on us today. They have financed both sides of every war we have ever fought. That has not changed. There is no righteousness in them. They cannot be saved. I don't care what Tex Mar says. I don't care what any of the Judeo-Christian preachers say. They are what they are. You cannot make a silk purse from a sow's ear. And you cannot make what is that evil become good. There is no salvation for them. They do not have the gift of the Holy Spirit within them. It's just not there. No matter how much you pray, no matter how much money you send to them, or they exact from you with their usury, they're never going to be righteous. They're never going to be of Yahweh. They have infiltrated the Judeo-Christian churches, and they're preaching this claptrap. And unfortunately, a lot of very good people believe them. They're masters of deception, and they have deceived our people. The government sends them billions. The churches send them fortunes. What do you do with that? I mean, that land over there is so polluted and so corrupt. The gay capital of the world is over there. That's an abomination to Yahweh. But yet they claim they're Yahweh's chosen people. They lie. We see it in this book how they lied. They have not stopped lying. All through history, they have opposed true Israel. They have hated us then. They hate us now. In the book of Obadiah, it tells what Yahweh is going to do to them. They are tares and they will burn. And no amount of shouting and hollering and praying and dog and pony shows is going to change that. What we need to do, Israel, is concentrate on our righteousness with Yahweh and our obedience as commanded right here in the book of Yashar by our patriarch and all the prophets and Yeshua Messiah, who is the bailout for true Israel, and only true Israel. He didn't come for anybody but Israel. And that's another lie they're telling. There's, oh, everybody can be saved, and we're all brothers. No, we're not. No, we are not. Now, the evil ones will be destroyed when Yeshua comes back. Those that are not particularly evil will probably live out their life, their normal lifespan, but they will be in servitude to true Israel. Everything's going to be changed at that point. All this pollution and all the damage done to the late great planet Earth is not going to be fixed by some earth goddess. The repair will be done by Yahweh, who created it. We've messed it up, and he can fix it instantly, just through his will. But we're having to deal with all this filth that we've had scattered all over the place. They have their directed energy weapons. They have their this. They have their 5G. They have their that. Yahweh said, if I am with you, no weapon can prosper against you. No weapon. Those that are his, he will protect. Those that are not his, even if they are of Israel and they have chosen to reject him, they will not have his protection. And that is an unfortunate thing. Doesn't make it any less pleasant for us to see people go down. But we can't force it on them. They have to make that choice. And if they do not make that choice, woe be unto them. I could teach and preach this word here on EFR till I'm blue in the face. And those that will reject it are going to reject it. They have seared their conscience. They are cold. Then there are those that are lukewarm that will be spewed out. Then there are those in which the seeds have taken root and are flowering, and they have come to Yahweh and believe wholeheartedly on the saving grace of Yeshua Messiah. They will make it. But all of which is a voluntary choice for the children of Israel. You cannot force that on anyone. If I could, I would, but I can't. All I can do is say the words that I'm given to say, just like all the others in the Bible that preached. There are preachers today that the Holy Spirit blesses, and they teach the word. Now, the word does not go out void. I may get one or two out of a million. But that one or two is going to be a blessing. What can I say to that? It's going to be a blessing. There's that many that won't go into the lake of fire. Well, I'm coming down the end of this session. We finished up chapter 56. We will do chapter 57 of the book of Jasher on Wednesday the 7th. It's another great big long one. It'll be a one chapter show. I don't like to stop right in the middle of a big chapter. Some of the chapters I have to do two shows because they're longer than a show's time allotment. But stay faithful, stay strong, stay in prayer, call on the name of Yahweh, and may He bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Listening to EuroFolkRadio.com, a voice for European people worldwide.